Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
Objects of Desire, Stories by Claire Sestanovich. Read for you by Kristen C. The first time she flies home for the holidays, Iris makes two friends. She is seated between a married couple because the man prefers the window and the woman prefers the aisle. And they are the kind of people, she discovers quickly, with strong preferences. In general, Iris is the kind of person with mild preferences. Preferences that can be painlessly ceded to someone else's. When the man clambers over her to use the bathroom, Iris presses her chin against her neck, closes her eyes, doesn't mind at all. The woman follows him a few minutes later, and then Iris is alone in the middle of the row. She is 18, living half a country away from her parents. The college she attends is not large and not cheap. It doesn't have a communications major, or a business major, or a football team. Her parents agree, and they agree on so little, that this is not their idea of an education. The man climbs back into his seat in time to decline a meal from the flight attendant. While Iris is peeling back the foil on the various components of her dinner, lasagna, green beans, half a dozen mandarin orange segments swimming in liquid, the woman returns and announces she's pregnant. She reaches across Iris's lap, her sleeve dangling perilously close to an uncovered dish of chocolate mousse, and waves a plastic stick in front of her husband. "The plus sign," she says. "Fuck yeah," he says. He covers her hand with his hand, so that they're both holding the stick. Eventually, he lets go and she leans back in her seat. She beams blankly at the postcard-sized screen in front of her, where a plane is making slow progress across a map.
"Congratulations,"
Iris says politely, sawing the green beans in half with a plastic knife. The husband has brought them both burritos from a famous restaurant in the city they have just departed. Iris has seen pictures of the burritos, because no one goes to the restaurant without documenting them. In real life, they aren't that impressive, overstuffed and milky with sour cream. Black bean juice dribbles down the wife's hand. They tell her they've been trying for months. They tell her they like ancient names.
Theodora.
Cicero. They offer her guacamole. "Are you sure you don't want to sit together?" Iris chews a tortilla chip as quietly as possible. She wonders if the crunching is really as loud as it sounds in her head.
"Honey," the wife says, "you're part of our moment."
"Marcus," the husband says, wiping salsa from the edge of his mouth. "Or just Aurelius." Iris's mother meets her at the airport. She's wearing an elegant coat and boots with flower stem heels because she disapproves of people who travel in pajamas. The husband and wife tell Iris not to leave without saying goodbye, but she walks away while they're waiting at baggage claim. She looks back once, the wheels of her suitcase clicking in time with her mother's shoes, and she is surprised, seeing them standing together for the first time, that the woman is taller than the man. His arm is wrapped around her waist, and she leans into him, her head resting gently on the top of his.